In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The most central work of the Almighty God that is found in the Old Testament and that shaped so many of the prophecies and is sung about in so many of the Psalms is the Exodus. The people of God departed from bondage in Egypt and were led through the Red Sea waters and eventually into the Promised Land. This beautiful passage in which God leads his people in a pillar of cloud and fire itself points us to the very work of our Lord Jesus Christ this very night. For the Exodus is itself a journey, a passage from death to life. In Egypt, there was bondage, cruel bondage. And there was death, as the young boys who were born were to be killed, much like at the birth of our Lord. In the midst of that death, one escaped through the waters to become royalty. Indeed, Moses, who led these people from Egypt and from death. As we heard in Exodus chapter 14, we heard Moses tell the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today." These words of Moses that speaks of what God did as he led his people from the depth of Egypt through the waters could be spoken of our Lord's resurrection as well. We who face death and tribulation hear these words tonight. Fear not. We who strive and labor in order to do what we can are told, stand still. We are told to see the salvation of the Lord, the salvation which he shows us today. The people of Israel saw behind them the clouds as dirt caused by the armies of Pharaoh and his chariots filled the sky. They were not to be afraid, but rather to see how God was to save them from hard-hearted Pharaoh and his armies. Tonight, we see the salvation we have as Satan and his armies are cast down. Moses said that you shall see them again no more forever. Speaking of Pharaoh and his armies. And so we this night, through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that we have victory over him who caused us bondage, over him who sought our death. We have victory over Satan and his demons, his infernal armies. And because of Christ, we know that that day shall come when we shall see them no more forever. And we know that as we are now in this wilderness, that the Lord shall fight for us. And we shall hold our peace. For we are in this wilderness looking forward to that eternal life that is given in the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land that is good and rich and abundant, a land teeming with life. That is what we look toward. We who through the waters of baptism have been freed through that baptism, freed from Satan, from his armies. And we have been led through that water and given the eternal life that our Lord promises us. So we can join with Moses and the children of Israel in singing the song unto the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. And we, the people of God, in this wilderness have been guided to this house of God, this holy habitation. We who through the blood of our Lord have mercy, we who through his bitter suffering and death have been redeemed, we are in this place and behold our God, not with cloud or fire, but with his body and blood, makes himself present in our midst. And he comes to us. And like the people of God in the wilderness, he feeds us with the bread of heaven. There, in his body, in his blood, we behold him who is the salvation, who is the victorious one, who has triumphed glorious. We see Jesus, the one who died for us, the one whom the bonds of death could not hold, the one who suffered for us, and the one whose glorious wounds in his glorious body now gives us life. Let us exalt him this day, for he is our God. He is our Savior, and he gives to us his baptized children, his victory, his freedom, and his life. He is the one who takes us from death and brings us through the passage of the water into the joys of eternal life. He is the one, and only him, who can give us, who are in bondage, true freedom. He is the one who feeds us, his children, and prepares a place in the promised land for us. Let us exalt in this our God, who has done gloriously. Let us praise his wonders. Behold his glorious holiness. The risen Christ, our God in human flesh, is here with us this night. Let us remember how he, the Passover lamb who was slain, yet now lives, has done that which saves us. For this is the night of his triumph. In the name of Jesus.